Tracy Rodriguez, Phoenix, Arizona. 10 years ago, while just in our 20s, we were forced to declare bankruptcy, a scary and extremely unpleasant predicament to be in. The story of how we went from receiving 20 calls a day, demanding money for 8 months, to collecting passive income involves two opposites. One was a circumstance beyond our control. The other was the circumstance we decided to take control of, thanks to Rich Dad. My husband David and I own 3 businesses that are still growing and count a rental property as an asset as well. We live in a nice house and drive good cars, and our family and friends take us a little more seriously than they used to do. When I was growing up in San Diego, California, my family existed from paycheck to paycheck, although I didn't know that at the time. We lived in a beautiful home where money was never discussed. My parents were divorced, and I live with my mom and stepfather, who was a firefighter. As a teenager, I didn't know that my mom, who worked in an OBGYN office, saved $20 every payday. At the beginning of every year of high school, she would hand me $300 for clothes, a very impressive sum. Christmas time was an excuse for excess spending because my stepfather received a bonus, but money was so tight the rest of the year that I couldn't afford to be a cheerleader. After I graduated from high school, I began to wonder what it would be like to be my own boss. Those thoughts were put aside as David and I began a new phase of our lives. In 1991, we were both working year-round at a ski resort and enjoying a very good life. Earning more money than we ever had before, we bought jet skis and snazzy cars. But then we were laid off, and while we found jobs, we earned less money and found ourselves playing catch-up with our bills. Then, in 1992, I became pregnant. When my doctor ordered me to stay in bed for 3 months, the company I worked for let me go. My premature daughter was born the day before Thanksgiving. Very soon, we were over $50,000 in debt from medical bills and the old bills we still owed. With no other choices available to us, we sold the jet skis and the cars. Then we declared bankruptcy. I was 24 years old. But I still held on to my dream that someday I could be my own boss. I attended a trade school and became a cosmetologist. At the same time, I was the representative for a lingerie line. David worked too. We had another baby. Outwardly, we were taking care of our responsibilities and looking after our children. But inwardly, I felt like less of a person. There were dark, panicky moments when I thought to myself, how am I ever going to face anything again? Our stained credit history followed us for 10 long years. But we still persevered. In 1993, we joined a multi-level marketing business, and in 1996, spun off a promotion business of our own. How we handled that business and everything that was to come after turned around in 2001 when a mentor introduced me to the Rich Dad books. When I began reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I was working as a bar manager at a resort hotel in North Scottsdale, Arizona. I would carry the book to the bar and read it between pouring drinks. Everything I wanted to accomplish, owning a business, becoming wealthy, gaining personal freedom, but didn't know how to do, was there. The specific education I needed to get me where I wanted to go was in my hands. Because I'm a member of the Phoenix Convention and Visitors Bureau, I had the opportunity to attend one of Robert and Kim's seminars. They were kind enough to autograph a copy of Rich Dad's Retire Young, Retire Rich, and then actually invited me to their office to play Cashflow 101. Surprised and grateful, I took them up on their generous offer. With this new information at hand, I started to see my life in another way. Before, I always had a really tough time motivating myself to get through hard times. More than once, I would just sit in a chair and do nothing because I couldn't summon up the energy to get myself moving. But now I realize that an inspiring resource was always with me whenever I needed it. Knowledge and guidance supported me whenever I wanted to move forward. Knowing this, my confidence jumped, and I was able to overcome the triple self-imposed barriers I had constructed for myself, believing that my limited education would hold me back, thinking I had no time to make changes, and fearing what others thought about me. I began to conquer all the obstacles Robert wrote about: cynicism, laziness, bad habits, arrogance, and especially fear. I always wanted to look good at what I was doing and not appear foolish. I was afraid of picking up a phone and making an appointment. Fear of failing was the worst of all. But now the fears began to fade. The shadow of the bankruptcy receded. I began to buy businesses that spin off passive monthly income.